Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestros Daf Chof Dalet in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting Daf Chof Gimel with base in the bottom. The Gemara says, Rav Chagai Shoal L'Chavraya. Rav Chagai asked the friends, Ma'wahan Potur D'Tanin Nocho. What is the Potur that says over here? What is Gemara referring to? So Rav Chaim learns, based on the Pirush of the Gro and others, that this Gemara doesn't belong to here. This Gemara belongs to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says there, Motzok Tziris Baderech, someone found dry figs in the way, Afilu Betzad Sodik Tziris, even if it's next to a field of Tziris, Mutoris B'Shum Gezel, you could take it. It's not considered to be Gezel, because the owner was Misyash, he gave up hope to get them. Upturis B'na Maisa, you don't have to give Maisa on them. So Rav Chagai is asking, why is he Potur B'na Maisa when he finds the Tziris? Says the Gemara of Chavdal Amud Aleph, I'm relaying Mishum Oichel Arai Basadev Hu Potter. Maybe the reason is, as we learned in the previous Dapim, because he's eating the fruits in the field. He's not eating it in the house. It didn't come to the entrance of the house. So he Potter Min HaMaiser. Omer Loin, she told him, V'cho Asin El Matni Mishum Oichel Arai Basadev Hu Potter. Do you need to come and teach me that you eat Arai in the field and it's Potter? We already learned this. We already learned this in the first Perek. That when you eat fruits in the field, if it's not finished, you didn't get to that to bring it to the house, so you're potter. Says the Gemara, Ela Mishum Hefker. The reason is because of Hefker, because these fruits are Hefker. She can eat Michniso Labayit potter. Even if it brings it to the house, the regular fruits you have in Meiser, in this case will be potter. Tetani, as we see in Ebraiso, Motza Kalkalo Michupo Beolim, someone finds a basket which is covered with leaves. Asur mishum gezel v'chayevet b'maisrus. You're not allowed to take it, but because of gezel, and it's chayev in maiser. Asur mishum gezel mishum dover shesh b'simonim. Once, if you have a basket covered with leaves, there's a simon, it's something which is not hefker, something that the owner did not give up hope, and you have to give it back. V'chayevet b'maiser she'ad ach shodas abaylim aleil. The owner still has his mindset on it, and therefore it's still chayev in maiser. This is a price that's mentioned on this mishnah. So explain the Vilna Goyen. You see from here, in this case, it's not Hefker, because the owner has a mindset on it. And because this Brice is on the Mishnah, so it's emphasizing the Mishnah is the opposite case. And there will be potter because of Hefker. Says the Gemara Ad Heichon, until how much should a person wait for the owner to come and claim the fruits? Ad Kadei Sheyochol Litroim Min HaMuvchor. That's the Gersa of Rav Chaim. Meaning, how long can a person use fruits that are in one place to use them as truma? So there's different levels. So every fruit has a date of expiration. Vegetables is one day. After one day, the vegetable is not so fresh, and you should not use it as truma. So this is the amount of time that the finder should wait for the owner to take it back. And you can use it as long as he can use it for truma and maaser. Once it becomes not so fresh, and it's not the best quality, so from here on, he should not wait for the owner, but he should take it for himself. As the Brisa explains, he can't do anymore. It's already losing its freshness. So then he will sell them, take the money for himself, and that's what will give the owner when he comes back to claim it. So the more now that Chodal and base, Rav Yair Naboi, Rav asked, Domi Mashid Belu Bemekach, O Machash Shaboy Moitzi Otol Loinit Belo. Meaning we learned before that when you sell something, so that sale caused. Makes the chiyuv of maaser. Here, when he's finding these fruits, these vegetables, and the owner is not coming to claim it, so he's going to come and replace it for money, is not considered to be a sale, and now the finder is obligated in maaser. Or, because if the owner does come 2 days later, and he did not yet have a chance to eat the fruits, or to sell the fruits, the owner could say, please give me my fruits back. Yeah, it's not so fresh, but I want it back. So it's not really considered to be already sold to the finder. So the more I'm one about you, I'm one asks, Agatzocho, think to yourself, if he already took the fruits and put it into his mouth, because he's allowed to do that, so he'll place it for money and then eat it. Loikimosu, he's going to become mos. Yochalu lachzir, can you give it back to the owner? He can't do that. Imoimat ken lonimso oichel tevel lemafreyer. So if you say he's not obligated in Meiser, and he's going to come and eat it, so he's eating tevel lemafreyer. Because once he put it into his mouth, now he can't give it back to the owner, and now retroactively you find that when he paid money for it, it was a sale. So now he's chayav in maaser from before. So you see from here, the once you could replace these foods for money, it's chayav and meiser. That's what the Gemara says, Hadom ro domim kemekachem. Once you replace it for money, it's like mekach and chayav and meiser. What's a kalkala b'mokom sha'roi mechnisim l'shuk? A person finds a basket, a place where most people take their fruits to the market, which means it's already chayav and meiser in the field, as we learned in the first parak. Also loichol yomen ara, you can't eat from it, because it's already obligated in meiser from before. Umitakna d'mai, and when you fix it, maybe it belongs to Amaretz. And the Amaretz is someone who would try to do tikkun meiser, but we don't rely on it. So the, right now, his only obligation to fix it is a fixing of d'mai, because you assume that either it's fixed by Tamei Chacham, or it's Amaretz, which you can't rely on, it's a Sofik meiser. But if most people don't take it to the market, they take it to home, so it's not obligated in meiser until you bring it to the house. So mutol lechol yomen ara, he came from it temporarily because it didn't reach the house yet. Umitakna vaday, and he could go and he fixed it vaday, meaning you're for sure was no ma'aser done over here. Because nobody does ma'aser until he reaches the house, as we learned in the first parak. Mechtzol, mechtzol, but if it's half and half, you know, 50% of people take it to the market. And 50% of the people take it to the house, so you go lechurmo. Misakna d'may. You fix it d'mai, why? Because if it's this person, the owner, the original owner, would take it to the house, so then it's not obligated in meiser. And if you take it to the market, maybe you already did the meiser. So the max you have to do is misakno d'mai. Tav chofei amud alef, machniso labayis misakno vada. If you take it to the house, now you have to do it vaday. Because you go to the churmo and you think maybe these are the fruits from somebody who does not take it to the market, just takes it to the house. So nobody did meiser from it, and it's chayav meiser vaday. So the basket that was found, the question is, was already obligated in meiser? He's not potter, or wasn't obligated in meiser? With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Meiser is Daf Chof Dalet.